you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And the rubber chicken says... Sometimes basketball is better than life, but what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, a wise old bird you are, because that's a great intro to this week's Rantcast number 77, entitled North Carolina Beats Duke. Yes, and no slaps. Not one. Not one slap. Not even a... No, nothing. Zippo. And of course, should we talk about the slap? Huh? No, we're not going to talk long about the slap. I talked about the slap on about 20 radio shows this week. I was doing promos for the new tour. You can go online, lewisblack.com. I'm going to push this again because it's the only thing that seems to be left. Is me in a sandwich board wandering about in the desert, kind of going, woo woo, coming to town. If you go to lewisblack.com, you can get all of the dates that I'll be doing. You could join the fan club. Yep, I'm going to repeat it again and get the best seats in the house. It's the only way we've got to beat the scalpers, all right? That's it. Going to wrap that up because, boy, oh, boy, I had to keep talking and talking and talking. No one would let it go. What about the slap? What about the slap? What about the slap? Blah, 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 blah. Well, I only have a few thoughts. I talked about it the night that I did a show in Red Bank, New Jersey. I didn't really want to talk about it. After you're talking about it twice, there's too much talk about it. Everybody talked about it. It's all been said, and now it's the end of the week, and it's already done, and Will Smith has moved on, and he's left the Academy to make bigger and better films. Yeah, so there's the punishment there. Chris Rock is selling more tickets, and so I had spent the week looking for a big celebrity to slap me. That was my joke about it. Whack, 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 whack. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And then others really said it over and over again. Everybody said it. Oh, every comic. And then, will you be, do you think this will affect you when you go on stage? What are you talking will affect me? What, am I supposed to walk on stage thinking somebody's going to run up and slap me? I just couldn't see Will Smith as kind of the, oh, God, I have waited all my life for Will Smith to go slap a comic, and now I've been given the freedom to? No. I do think that it probably opens up for the heckling, spigot. I'm sure it does that, but hopefully it doesn't. There are comics who seem to be worried about it. I don't deal in clubs, so I'm, but they certainly at times are much better, more security than they do at the Academy Awards. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He gets up. I don't know how to, what do you say about this, really, in the end? I'm saying, you know, in terms of, it's a horrible thing that he did, but it's also, it's beyond, way beyond satire. He protected his family from a bad joke. What else do you need to say? Okay? You don't think there's some need for some sort of a psychiatric sit down? It's a bad joke. That was what it was. So he told a bad joke, then he did something that was even worse by slapping him, and then even more so than that was that Will Smith gave the most bizarre speech in the history of bizarre speeches. They should have given him the hook. They should have said, shh. Somebody should have come up and just put the, if you're going to slap somebody, why can't you put your hand over his mouth after that? But why would they let him on the stage after that? Why? I mean, seriously, they talk about the politics of these people. It's not the politics of these people. These people are crazy. Did we learn that? Did we at least learn that from what happened out there in the Academy Awards? That in many ways, Hollywood at times, not at times, but Hollywood is an outpatient clinic. And they stand up and applaud him after that. I'm a vessel of love who's slapping. Okay, that's enough. That's enough talking about that. But that's what I've got. So the people go, well, what did you have to say about it? Well, that's what I had to say about it. There's probably a lot more that I could say about it. But it's been said. We're driving at this point down 17 in New York State, and I don't know if you can see it through the window, but it's in April, and there's snow. It's snowing. It's been coming down. It's not a heavy snow, but it's enough to make you go, what the fuck is happening out there? It's April. Can we get a break? Can we move on? Is this going to continue? They keep saying, oh, no, it's coming. I think they're lying. This is, it's unbelievable. It looks like February out there. And that does not lift the spirits. But this does. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm a little tuckered out. I stayed up last night. I did something I never do, which is I had them DVR the game. I did not know who won the game. I had no clue. Everyone around me was very, they really gave me space and didn't talk about the game. And so I could watch it and saw really the great triumph. Sirree Bob, talk about avoiding reality. There's nothing better than basketball and certainly nothing better than the rivalry between Duke and North Carolina. They go on about that enough that it must drive you crazy. It is, if you went to Chapel Hill or you went to Duke, it is ingrained in you. It's a part. It's like you go there, and it's like it's almost as if they give you a shot that ingrains in you that you will root against Duke for the rest of your life, and then Dukies will root against those of us from North Carolina. And it was a tremendous triumph last night. Nothing gives me more joy than when we beat them. Krzyzewski, to beat him, now they're with from the time that he entered until now, they played 100 games, North Carolina and Duke. We split 50-50. That's perfect. It's the way it should be. This team, I follow North Carolina basketball a chunk. I'm always kind of the guy, well, I don't think they could do it. I this year, certainly not. I watched games. I thought, wow, this team can't get it together. And I was hoping that they wouldn't fire UB Davis because I really like him as a coach. And I know that none of this will interest many of you, but it's just this is really what I had. This was my the escape valve from what has been just nothing but, as we all know, madness. And I hope it worked for some of you as an escape. It's the last thing I got is March Madness is in terms of the sports. And now, I feel like this was winning the championship, beating Duke. This is an afterthought, playing Kansas. Really, I feel like the victory has already been in hand. And those of us who care about North Carolina basketball have already moved on and have to start working on next year because it's all I got. My other teams are horrific. But to get one team like that that does that much winning, I finally realized, you know, I can't really complain about these other teams. I've got a, you know, I've basically have had a dynasty, and many people in the world of sports, you know, don't ever even get close to one. So I'm going to shut up about. No, I'm not. I'm going to continue to bitch about the other teams that I have to root for, but I certainly will tone it down a little. So hopefully, we'll have the Supreme Court. Nomination will pass, and maybe, and then it'll be bipartisan. Three people vote from the Republicans, and they call it bipartisan. That's nonsense. And how they vote against her is beyond me. After you vote for the others that you voted for over the past few years, it's ridiculous. And you voted her, you know, pretty much in to be a federal court judge. I don't know what they want. What they want from her, but it's time to vote her in, and for us to move on and get on to the 5 million other problems that we have. The one thing you'll notice that I noticed, and that I've done a bit of, I'm not sure in terms of the way we edit this rantcast, but there's now from coming in the rants is more of the division between. People who are upset about the former leader, people upset about the new leader. So it's really been a lot of people are yelling and screaming. And if you're going to send in stuff, you know, put some, don't just say, you know, they've been doing this or they've been doing that. Just say what it is specifically, all right? Don't just go, well, I think that they've been up to no good. All right, he's got. There was one in this last thing about they basically say that Biden has certain policies, or as I call them, the ghost of Christmas past has certain policies, and that you know, and we'll name what the policies are and how you think it affected us, okay? Because we got basically until you get both parties to deal with each other in terms of reality, we've got nothing to discuss. There's nothing to talk about, okay? And that sound that you're hearing is the sound of my brain looking for a real thought, looking for harmony in a nation that is just distraught. Huh? Huh? Wake up. They're doing that. I don't care. We haven't got time. All right? You can talk about a lot of this stuff all you want. On the list of shit we got to worry about, no. All right? If you think there's a way in which to actually get the gas prices lower, tell us. Tell me how. Tell people. Don't keep it a secret. If I'm elected, no, fuck you. Now we need to know. I've repeated this again and again and again. I'm tired of it. And I've really had just a great week, and I'm just tired because I had to stay up really late trying to pull in a victory. I'm on a taped, and it's not live. It's taped. You know how hard it is? To pull in a victory when something is taped, when it's live, you can get down in it and you're part of it. But when it's taped, it's already happened, and you're just shouting in the background. And I have a show to do tonight in Huntington. And next week, look, folks, I am coming to Atlanta. I'm coming to Charleston. I'm coming to, don't tell me, son of a gun, at Chattanooga. So it's Chattanooga, Atlanta, Charleston. That's the way it's rolling next weekend. And I hope you can join us. I hope the folks in Atlanta know that there are plenty of great seats left. They're unbelievable. You can bring your whole family and have rows. You can pretend like you're on an airplane and sleep through the set and have a whole row to sleep in. I'm hoping that it's a glitch in the system and that the folks will show up. And I'm sure they will. And if not, we're going to have a good time anyway, so fuck it. Because I hear laughter and no one is there. And if spring comes, I think everything will make a difference. And I am trying really to find a way to, if anyone knows how you're supposed to get across that someone is coming to town in certain places, I sell out, and there's no rhyme or reason. To the way ticket sales are going now. And And that really has become a conundrum, a word that it really is the name of a great white wine, if you're looking for one. I think I've rattled on enough because I keep looking for something important to say, and I have nothing to say, except that we won. And I need to take a nap, and you need to get back on track onto your day. I think you're going to enjoy a lot of what came through in terms of the rants. There were some spectacular ones, even some of the shortest ones. What I'm noticing now is that the audiences that are showing up are sending in some things that are just terrific. And once again, I'm going to just say it, is tighten up the and I hate to say it, tighten up the rants. If you want to get it all out, get it all out there, but basically direct me on how you want it edited, okay? Because I hate to edit the work that you've done. It is always a pleasure to read it. It is always a pleasure to spend time with you, and hopefully spring comes soon. Wherever you are, I hope it's spring. It was spring last night when we won the game, and then I woke up and it was snowing again. Fuck. What are you gonna do?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Coming to you live, as Jeff said, from the from Red Bank, New Jersey, the Count Basie Center for the Arts. Red Bank is a nice little, beautiful little community that is never warm when I come here. Never. It's really, it's beautiful, and it's really almost bucolic in its fashion, and has some great restaurants and some wonderful folks live here, and it's always a delight, except it's fucking cold. It's not that cold today. I was going, it's going to be 50, 52 here, and then I get here, and that's a fucking lie. But if you're ever heading toward Atlantic City, this is a stop along the way, and you should take a detour and take a look. What's real estate here now? $12 billion, I guess. Yeah, I bet it is. I bet they're fucking you now, huh? You get those cards every day. Boy, we really want, in the neighborhood, two houses down, they sold their place, and they ended up, they're now living in Paris in a mansion. It's the happiest they've ever been.
And then some.
And then some. You'll find out that these, and even living here in this beautiful place, these fucks are so bitter, it's spectacular. Even living someplace, we're going to move there and it'll be really nice and I'll be happy. No, not even close. I knew this was going to be, fuck this place. God damn it, it's too nice. God damn it. So this is from Michael Fonder. He's with us tonight. When today's, being April Fool's Day, your fucking birthday, and no one ever believes you. It's really, I'd never thought of that. Even in elementary school, my mom had to bring in my birth certificate. Because the teacher wouldn't let me pass cupcakes to the class on April 1st without it. Wow, that sucks. I didn't hear, it was funny today, I didn't hear any, I was on the doing radio again today, and the only time anything came across during the radio was the guy said, how do I know you're Lewis Black? It's April Fool's Day. I go, well, great, maybe I'm not. Maybe we don't have to do the interview. This is from Heather Corentang. I hope I got that right. Now, and Heather, why does every guy in the audience look like you? Heather, I'm looking. Heather. Fuck you. And I mean that in a very affectionate way. I'm looking at the audience. I'm looking at people in the audience. Looking at the guys in the audience. They don't look like me. And do you say balding? Okay, Heather? Okay? Not yet, Heather. It's going, but not balding. Okay? All right? I do a good job of the coverage. But whatever hair is left looks like it was combed with a balloon. Okay? That's funny. If you think my hair looks like it's combed with a balloon, Heather, I have to say, go fuck yourself again. I have two brushes that I use. They have different names. I think that that's funny, but glasses, I wear glasses, wearing jeans. I don't wear jeans on stage. Why? Because I respect my audience, and I think that I have to look better than my audience. I do. I'm not asking my audience to dress up. A black shirt? Is this a black shirt, Heather? No, it's not. Jeff called it salmon. I call it pink. Sneakers? No, Heather. These are fucking shoes. All right? So you're 0-6. Sweating and miserable, okay? I haven't sweat at all. One of the great things I do as a performer is I don't fucking sweat. Even when it's hot as fuck, I don't sweat. But you know why? Because if I'm going to sweat, I actually, before a show, if it's going to be really hot, I will have my sweat glands removed and then surgically put back in. And I play misery. I am not miserable. So, Heather, that was not fair and uncalled for. And now I will be mildly depressed tonight. I hope you're fucking happy wherever you're fucking sitting. Wow. You better make sure nobody knows, the guys who are sitting around you, you better fucking hide. This is from Giggle Chick. You probably should have given your name. We should have faked your name too, Heather. Do you think Demi Moore is pissed that her G.I. Jane look is tainted by alopecia now? I'd forgotten they even made the movie. I did. I asked Jeff, what the fuck is G.I. Jane? And then he went, the Demi Moore movie. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I didn't go. Jonathan Zeuss, what the fuck exactly is an influencer? What do they even influence besides confusion and or masturbation? Robert Giannetta, for the love of God, it cost me $100 in gas to see you. Stay home tomorrow. You know, I hope it was worth it. If it makes you feel any better, Robert, I'm here in a tour bus. Okay, Robert? In order for me to come here, I need to make about $180,000 tonight. My tour bus gets 3 miles, 3 miles to the gallon, okay? All right? So you can talk to me all you want about driving a car. And whenever you do, just think, holy fuck, losing a tour bus. We drive to Syracuse tomorrow, and I'm thinking of stopping halfway and telling people to just, you know, and watch me in the bus, and we'll live stream it. This is from Robin Davison. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read the first you sent in three. I've been sending great rants for some time now and have not heard mine used. I think this may be the one you want to share. This rant is for whomever wants to listen, but everyone should listen. I'm a nurse for 30 years. I've seen it all. I'm 63 now and can feel that phrase that almost all the old people would say to me as I was doing some caring tasks for them that they thought no human should have to do. Don't get old. I feel this all too well. But the lesson I chose to leave with all of you is an important one that is rarely spoken of. The lesson, I mean, is the lesson of thank you. That part is said in a Mr. Rogers voice, which I don't do. But thank you for all the little things all day, every day, are the most important ones, truly, because those are the ones people remember in their souls. The constant thankfulness for you and your presence on this earth. One more thing that is fucking important for me to pass on before I die about thank you is this. You never say thank you to someone you love after sex. It's a fucking insult. They didn't have sex with you like a whore. They made love to you as your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or lover. But if you say thank you to them for making love, it is the most bitter insult because you have shown what it is to you. It's a thank you for a job that you will or have paid for in some fucking way. Just needed to pass that on. Before I die, after hearing so many old people near death talking about life, this stands out to me as something everyone should hear. I'm sure many will find ways to dispute this, not here in Red Bank. I'm sure many will find ways to dispute this. Well, fuck them too. This is from Doug Walsh. I'm retired, and this was last year I started driving a school bus. I'm sure you heard there's a shortage of school bus drivers, so I thought I would help out the cause. Good for you, Doug. And that's no mean feat to get in there. I stopped driving just driving. I can't imagine driving with a bunch of kids. They'd all be dead the first day. After driving for over a year, I can tell you the one thing that pisses me off the most. Every day, and I mean every fucking day, someone drives right past me while I'm stopped with my red lights on. I honk the horn, and most of these assholes don't even look. They are too busy texting or talking on their phones. I personally witnessed a kid getting hit by a car, and I still have nightmares. Many of the same assholes are parents. It seems like the only way they will care is if their kid gets hit. What the fuck? The one thing when you do drive in a tour bus is when you look down is how many people on a fucking highway are texting while they're driving at 60 miles an hour. It's beyond belief. Bridget Murphy. New Jersey is the last state in the union to prohibit self-serve gas. That's really so expensive. But the state may approve it now only because there aren't enough employees to work the pumps. In all seriousness, there are residents of New Jersey who do not know how to pump their own gas. That's spectacular. It may actually get worse. No alcohol sold in supermarkets or convenience stores, with some exceptions in wealthy areas, like the Whole Foods just up Route 35 in Middleton, pointing the finger. The liquor store owners go crazy when there's talk of allowing beer and wine to be sold elsewhere. When I go to other states, it's like visiting a foreign country. The ease of purchasing booze in the same store where I can buy food in 2022. First world problems, I know, but the struggle is real in New Jersey. And I'm going to end with this because it's great. I didn't even know this was a thing. Brett Blatt, who's here, said, "Welcome to Jersey. Settle the debate, please. Pork roll or Taylor ham?" Jennifer Sear pointed this out quite well. Oh, my fucking God. I'm from South Jersey, and we have a special meat here called pork roll. On the package, it says Taylor's pork roll. So knowing this fact, why in the fuckity fuck do people from North Jersey call it fucking Taylor ham? There's no goddamn such thing, you fucking idiots. What the actual fuck? It's fucking pork roll. For fuck's sake, learn how to read the package, and maybe we in South Jersey would be able to stop sending all of our money north. This is why we need to be two separate goddamn states. Leave the idiots in the north to fend for themselves. And that those of us from the South Jersey, and where we actually have brains, tend to our resorts, blueberries, tomatoes, all to ourselves, and leave us alone. I'll be at the Red Bank show. Thanks for reading this. Well, thanks for writing it. That is what we should be fighting about. I don't need people yelling about Trump, and I don't need people yelling about Biden. I need people yelling about pork roll and ham. That's what I need. That's the fucking reason to divide a state up. Absolutely. I want you to know it's been a pleasure spending time with you. Okay? Thanks for everybody who's watching at home. We'll be coming to you from Syracuse, and then on Sunday night we'll be in Huntington. Next week we're in Atlanta. Please keep sending the rants in. Couldn't have had more fun tonight. Please take care of each other. That's the most important thing. Good night, Red Bank.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're at the Krauss-Heinz Theater in Syracuse, New York. And, Syracuse is a frosty little town. We've come into Syracuse, and it's generally so fucking cold we flee. It has a this group tonight that's with me seems to have a bone to pick with their university, but many, many people understand that one of the great universities in America, the University of Syracuse, is here, and it's and it truly is. It's one of the great private universities in New York State, and continues to grow and prosper, and hopefully we'll have a better basketball season next year, but still will not beat the great, great team that is the University of North Carolina. That you will sticks and stones, it doesn't matter. We know our position, and we know how to thrash you. And I really, they've been very good this evening after I told them that if they fucked up, I would leave because my team is playing tonight. I'm going to get right to this because we've got some really interesting ones here. This is from Kelly Brauchel or Brauchel. I bought a balcony box ticket thinking it would make me feel grand and regal. Instead, here I am on some red, crusty office chair. That probably has cum stains older than me. It even has wheels on it. Syracuse, what the fuck? I'm going to read these two back to back. If they're true, this is phenomenal. If they made them up, this is phenomenal. This is a husband and wife. Tiffany Rogers said, "Please help me. Here's my rant. My husband makes me go out with him and his stupid friends. We don't even fucking get along. The only thing getting me through this tonight is your humor. And other than that, I want to jump off the upper balcony." Thanks for providing a night out, a fun night out, and taking my mind off the person sitting next to me. And then Jeffrey Rogers, "I'm sitting at your show in Syracuse, New York. This is the husband trying to hide this message from my wife. We dislike one another, but still do things in public because we have a lot of the same friends. It's cheaper to keep her. At this point, more alcohol is my only saving grace. Thank you for your humor tonight. It was much needed to assist me through the evening. Time to black out." It, If I pause here, and then all of a sudden you hear somebody just leapt from the boom. Josh Cronlund. I'm going to cut this off a little, Josh, because it really reads better this way. I can't stand avocado toast. Not the food itself. I like the food. It's the people who order it. Linda Schnittger. Please tell my husband not to squeeze the toothpaste from the middle of the tube. Hey, fucker! Don't squeeze the toothpaste from the middle of the tube, okay? Or buy your own. Buy your own and leave it around. Then you can squeeze the fuck out of it any way you want. Okay? If it's important to you from squeezing from the middle, fuck it. You don't have to take orders. Son of a bitch, get your own tube. Go crazy. Jeffrey Schauberg, don't you hate pants? No, Jeffrey. In a night like this, when the temperature is just beginning to plummet, they're kind of fun. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't really care. This is really why I do this. Jay Pierce has written this. Ask Quatches.
Sasquatch, probably.
Yeah, well, okay. Wow, that... Well, are you the sister to the one who was talking over there? You're right about. Did I mispronounce it? Ask Quatch? Ask. I mean, I love the probably.
Keep going.
No, I will. I hated to mispronounce Ask Quatch. I'd never fucking heard of it. I mean, in New York City, we don't have assquatch. Assquatches are decorated deer asses. You don't? Well, why would he bring it up?
Well, he says you need direction.
I need direction? Well, okay, I'm going to move on. I'm sorry, those of you couldn't hear it at home, but that was just, I had to pursue it. So there are these assquatches, which really aren't in Syracuse. They're decorated deer asses, something that for those of you who are thinking of buying a wedding gift, they're selling for hundreds of dollars for a dead deer's ass that looks like an old wizard with birth defects. I don't know where the assquatches are, but Google it, because I've not got the time for this shit. Okay, this is Brooke Wilson, and follows from some of my act this evening. So my roommate is the most life-sucking horror I've ever had to endure. She has a cat, Gaia? Okay, this bitch... It peed on my fucking bed, not once, but twice. And her owner, the life-sucking horror, told me when I said it was time to pay up, says, if it's my cat's fault, it certainly is not mine. I swear to God, it took all of me not to slap the bitch. To add on, she doesn't buy groceries. She eats all of my stuff, uses all of my plates and cooking materials, and then doesn't wash dishes or replace my food. Ooh, I think the cat thing is really low on this totem pole. The cat was the top of the list. I think you gotta work this order out again. Eventually, yesterday, I told her she had to go, and she simply said no, and said she was a scapegoat, and I was bipolar. I'm writing this to take out my anger versus getting arrested. Well, Brooke, I'm glad I could help, and I would say leave her there and find another apartment. You know, and don't worry about the cat. There's other things. Hide the groceries. Fuck them. Unbelievable. God damn it. Eats all my stuff, uses all my plates. The pee on the bed is nothing. This is from Michael Christensen. We, three guys, arrived in Syracuse happy, jolly, and looking forward to seeing Lewis Black. Alcoholic, but responsible individuals. As we are, we booked a room at the local Marriott, only to be met by the very unshaven female receptionist. Now, I, for the life of me, spent 5 minutes wondering, what's an unshaven female receptionist? To be met by the very unshaven female receptionist with that. So you guys are sharing a room, and have a great night, wink, wink. This was at 2 p.m. What the fuck? Just because we're cheap, it doesn't necessarily mean we're batting from the same side of the plate. And even if it were, any kind of that activity would simply be impossible to carry out in Syracuse, where the cold is preventing any kind of neurological contact with your nuts. It's so unbelievably and unforgivably cold and windy, it's difficult to imagine how civilization ever managed to establish a bridgehead on I-95. Hope you agree and look forward to hearing you. Well, I certainly think it's cold as fuck. It's why I don't live here. And then I've been further, but Buffalo, fuck. Except, you know, what the good news is the way things are going, guys. This global shit, you know, if we don't get it together, you become really warmer and warmer each year. No kidding. And insured birds will be dropping from the sky every time. Here, but it's going to get, you know, but you're going to be right on the, you're going to hold on to that, hold on to your house, because it's going to be worth a ton. People in Alabama will be coming up knocking on your door. You can count on it. I mean, I'm so good at these kind of predictions. But that's it for this evening. I just want to thank everybody for what they wrote in, and to tell you that it was a real pleasure spending time with you here in Syracuse, and that join us tomorrow night for The Rant Is Due, which will be coming to you live from Huntington. Next week we're going to be in Atlanta. There's still some great seats for that show. We're also in, there are. There's fucking, you can sleep on some of the rows. So if you're looking for something to do next weekend, it's certainly a place to come to. And I just want to thank you again. It's been a pleasure spending time.
Thanks to all of you for listening to my Rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Haha, Lewis Black. It is produced by James Salkind. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast. And most of all, thank you, all of you who ranted so well on this show.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.